Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning, ma'am. May I speak with Marlene Hurst?
Yes.
How have you been doing? I'm sorry for bothering you with these calls. We're trying to reach you from Contour Mortgage. Ms. Hurst, about the credit inquiry you experienced recently for a mortgage transaction?
For a mortgage? hold on 1 second. I have the TV on, so I'm not hearing too well right here.
Okay.
1 second. Let's see, go to the office. Where are you calling from?
From Contour Mortgage. Contour, Contour. Okay. Can I ask you something? Are you looking to use the equity in your home as an additional source of income?
The equity in my home, that's what I'm looking to take the funds from.
Exactly. Yes. Because we do have some of the best financing programs just for you, Ms. Hurst, as we have some of the lowest rates and lowest monthly payment. And we just wanted to share you a couple of information with our license agent, and it is going to take less than 3 minutes. You will compare numbers, okay, from your current offer.
Mm.
Okay, so let me go ahead and reach the license agent for you, okay?
Yes.
Very well. If you have any doubt or anything you may need, the property agent will show you in a bit, okay?
Music.
Yeah, very well. Very well, Ms. Hurst.
Contour Mortgage, Rob Schneider.
How are you doing, Rob Schneider? It's a pleasure to hear, listen to you again. I have a Marlene Hurst, which is very interesting by listening to the best financing program that you may have for her. So I'll leave you in good hands, okay?
Sure.
Okay, do you have his brief details, Marlene Hurst?
Just spell the last name for me.
It's H-U-R-S-T.
Okay.
Okay.
Sure. Send him over.
Get it. Okay. Thank you so much. Well, Marlene, you're in good hands now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Have a nice day.
Okay.
Hi, this is Rob Schneider with Contour Mortgage. How are you?
Hi, good morning.
Yeah, appreciate you taking the phone call. So we were just reaching out. We saw that you had your credit pulled recently for a mortgage transaction. So we just wanted to give a call, and see what it was you were looking to do and then see if we can get some options worked out for you. And I'm sorry, your last name is it H-U-R-T-S?
No, H-U-R-S, as in Sam, T as in Tammy.
Oh, okay, Hurst. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, there you are, Marlene. All right, let me just pull up your information. Sorry about that. Okay, so you're in the Bronx?
I am in the Bronx.
Okay. So we're located on Long Island, so not too far from you. Our corporate headquarters is in Garden City, so we're a local bank.
Okay.
And
what's the name?
Yeah, it's Contour Mortgage, Contour.
Contour Mortgage. Okay. Before, let me just explain to you exactly what I'm looking for and see if I'm fit within Contour's rules and guidelines.
Sure.
I'm looking to take the equity of my house. I do have an outstanding equity already, and I have also my mortgage. I'm looking to take the remaining equity and see if I can pay off both my outstanding equity and my mortgage.
Sure. So you want to roll the two into one loan.
Exactly.
Yeah, absolutely. We can definitely help you out with that. Now, the property in the Bronx, what type of home is it? Is it a condo,
a
co-op?
It's a single family home.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. We can definitely help you out with that. Now, how long have you been in the home? A long time.
About 40 years.
Okay. Is it just you on the mortgage?
No, it's me and my husband.
Okay. Okay. All right. Single family. Okay. Now, what do you owe on the first mortgage?
The first mortgage would be my it's when you pull it up, it's saying like 124, but I know it's more than that.
Okay.
Because it's more than 124.
Was it modified?
No, I asked for a modification. I got a modification before this mortgage company took it over.
Okay.
So I have never gotten a modification from them.
So, okay. But it was modified previously?
About a couple of years,
Okay. So now did they take money and put it on the back end? Like, so say you owed, you owed 150, and then they knocked it down to 120 that you had to pay on now, and put 30 that needs to be paid once you pay off that 120. Is that what they did? So that's why the loan balance is actually really higher?
No. Why I'm putting it higher is because at closing, you know, the closing payoff, the payoff for going to be a little higher. So I will put
I gotcha. Okay.
And I know my escrow, I have a whole balance like $10,000 in my escrow.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. That makes sense. Okay, that's fine. I just didn't know. Some people get modified and they take, you know, some money off the front end that you have to pay on now, but then you have to pay it later. But that doesn't seem to be your situation. So, okay. Yeah. All right, very good. Now, what's the monthly payment on that?
The monthly payment, it has just increased to $1,403.47.
Okay, and did that include your taxes and your insurance?
Yes, that included tax and insurance. The payment before tax and insurance is $641.47.
$1,47. Okay. All right, so the rest of that is then the taxes and the insurance. Okay.
Exactly.
All right, and then what do you owe on the second mortgage?
About $179.
$179. Okay. All right. And what is the payment on that?
You're going to be surprised. $452.
Okay. All right. Now, how long have you had
the interest rate, and that is just 1%.
Okay. Wow. Okay.
Yeah, because at the time when I did it and I did the modification, I had a perfect credit score. Both me and my husband both have perfect credit score.
Sure.
And that's what the modification went down to, as low as that.
Okay. All right, very good. And then what's the home worth?
What's going for on my block right now is between 475 and 580.
Okay. So good value. Where do you think you would fall in that range?
The 475, 520.
Okay. Yeah.
Mhm.
Okay, somewhere right in there. Okay.
Let me
see if I can. All right, very good. And that's all you want to do. You just want to consolidate those two loans. Is there anything else that you may want to pay off?
Yeah, there are. Just like two or three bills that I want to pay off. I don't know if there would be enough over for me to do a little repairs on the house.
Sure. So, yeah, we can definitely take a look and see. I mean, you know, you do have, like I said, you do have good equity in the property. So how much additionally would you need? So we'll start with this. What are the debts that you want to pay off?
My car note, which really is almost there. We almost finished paying for it, but it's going to come up. My VW, my car. Let me tell you what again. I have an outstanding loan. It's never late on those, because those like direct deposit out of my account. So I would just like to get rid of those too. Hold on. Give me one few seconds.
Sure. Yeah.
There's a loan there that my husband signed for a family member, but it's coming directly, the payment is coming directly out of her checking account, so I'm not worried about that. I just wanted to have one, the best egg, the VW, there's a Merit Bank, and one of Capital One Mortgage, and Macy's.
Okay.
And another credit card, Mission Name.
I'm sorry, what was the name of the card?
Mission Name.
Okay. Oh yes, okay, Mission Name. Yep. Okay. Mm-hmm. So Merit, Capital One, Macy's, Mission Lane, Best Egg, and the VW.
Right.
Okay.
Right. I don't know if.
Sure. We'll take a look, and then how much would you want to have cash in hand for home improvements?
About 20.
Okay. Plus 20K. For home improvement. Okay.
Okay. Let me deal with this before. My credit score is not beautiful.
That's okay.
My husband's credit score is much better.
Sure. That's okay. Because we'll have to take a look at the credit. You had the credit run. We'll have to do the same thing. So we'll see where the scores are. We work with borrowers with all different types of credit scores. So.
Okay.
You're in the right place. If anybody's going to be able to get the loan done for you, it's going to be us. So I'm not that concerned about it. Do you know where it is?
Yeah. On a combination, I do have one that is close, is six, is over six, but the rest is
okay.
55. All right.
Okay. Sure. All right. We can we'll take a look, see what we can do. We can, you know, like I said, we work with a lot of different types of credit scores.
Right.
All right. So what about income? Are you and your husband both retired?
We're both retired.
Okay. And so what do you get for retirement income?
Social Security. I get $1,661.
Sure.
Right now, so almost to the end of the year, so you might get a little raise.
Yeah. Right. Do they take anything? Do they take Medicare out of that?
No, I don't do anything out of mine.
Okay.
And then I have a small, will they consider it as a pension? It's not a pension, really. But we didn't have the opportunity to have much IRAs and much pension and all that. So we, at the bank where I used to work there, we started a compulsory saving for ourselves. Well, when we left that bank and went to another bank, that bank closed and they threw that money in some kind of pension relief fund, which is what I get monthly from that is only $217.34
a month.
But my husband, his social is $21.46.
And that's after they take out the health, the Medicare?
All of this, what I'm giving you, is after the deductions of taxes.
Okay.
And right.
So I'm sorry, it was $21.47?
$21.47. Okay. Let me just make sure I'm not mixing up pension with social. Oh, yes, that is pension. $21.47.
That's his pension. Okay.
Right. And his social is $23.03.
$23.03 plus probably another $150 on top. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Sure. Okay. Very good.
Yeah.
All right. Perfect. And then, I'm sorry, what is your husband's name, Mrs. Hurst?
Ronald Hurst.
Ronald Hurst. Okay. Now, are either you or your husband military veterans?
No.
No? Okay. No problem.
No.
No.
My
right,
grandson.
We'll just... Oh, okay. Oh, well, thank him for his service. What else? Do you own any other properties?
No.
Okay.
And this
All
is
right.
my primary residence.
Sure. Okay. And then this is the best number for you, 917-446-7268?
That's my cell phone number.
Okay.
I have my landline is 718-798-6053.
6053. Okay. All right. Do you have an email address?
If I do have any. Say this again.
Do you have an email address?
Sure. It's Ashley, and it's not case sensitive. It's just Ashley.
Hmm.
TT, which is Thomas, 109 at optonline.net.
Optonline. Okay. Now, Ashley is A-S-H-L-E-Y?
E-Y. Yes.
Okay. So, Ashley, TT109.
Right.
Okay. All right. Perfect.
Yes.
All right. And then, we have to take a look at the credit. So, I do need your date of birth and Social Security number as well as your husband's.
Right.
And that's going to allow us to take a look at the report and work up the options for you.
Okay. Mine is October 8th, 1951.
Okay.
And my date of birth, I just gave you that. And my Social Security number is
098-48-9613. Okay. All right. And then your husband's, what's his date of birth?
Right. December 11th, 1946.
Okay.
And his is Ready?
Yep.
053, oh, okay. 053.
Mm-hmm.
42.
1040. 1040. Okay. All right, perfect. Now, do you have a pen and paper available?
Yes, I do.
I want to. Okay. All right. Very good. So I'll give you all my information as well. This way, you have it. So just let me know when you're ready.
I am ready. Thanks.
Okay. All right. So my name again is Rob. So R O B.
Mm-hmm.
Last name is Schneider. That's S C H N E I.
N-E-I-D-E-R. Uh-huh.
And the company is Contour Mortgage. So it's C-O-N.
T-O-U-R.
T-O-U-R, exactly.
All right, Mark.
And my direct number
mm-hmm.
is 631.
Mm-hmm. 631.
674.
674-4324. Okay.
All right, so that's my direct line. So I will get to work on this for you.
Yes, sir.
And I will be able to give you a call back later today and let you know what we're going to be able to do for you.
Okay. That
okay.
is fine. So, you know, if you don't get me at home, because today I am going to do a lot of little running up and down. So
sure.
I will be having a cell phone with me. So you have my cell phone number is 917.
Sure.
So,
okay.
So you could hit me up on that.
Okay. Absolutely.
Thanks a lot.
All right. Well. It's been a pleasure. Yep, and I'll be back in touch soon.
Okay, Rob. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.